God bless you and welcome to this webcast, podcast, broadcast, devotion. It's devotion time indeed. It's time for you to be encouraged in the Word of God, to be encouraged with the Word of God and through the Word of God, hallelujah, to have wisdom and understanding of this fantastic, wonderful Word. May the Lord bless this devotion as you are blessed listening and receive from the Holy Spirit. Let's go straight away, as we're still on the topic of this thing that comes on to attack people, especially Christians, called fear, worry, and doubt. All this negativity that really can bring somebody's emotion down, his spirit down. But hey, there is a sometimes this is rooted in a wound. Doing all the encouragement in the Lord and applying the Word of God, but sometimes there is a wound. Let's see what Psalm 23, this wonderful psalm, well-known psalm, has to say about it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. There you have it. The Lord, the one who's promised to heal the brokenhearted, the one who does heal the brokenhearted, He leads you beside the still waters. See, there is a powerful confirmation, a powerful promise right there. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I will not lack anything. I will have no want. I will not be short of anything. No, because the Lord is your shepherd. Hallelujah. You can be assured of that. Now, if there is a wound, if there is a broken heart, if there is an area in your life that hasn't been healed and restored because something tragic happened, because unfortunately tragic things and bad things and terrible things happen to good people in a fallen world. That leaves a wound. That leaves trauma. That leaves an open door, a bruising and a brokenness in the heart. Are you with me? And there is, of course, a root of fear, negativity, sometimes even depression, doubt, worry. There is the root. Often you see that there is, when you've tried everything else, that is often what's the case. There is a root, there is a problem that happened in the past, and it was traumatic, it was terrible. I want to encourage you, if that is you, I want to encourage you that the Lord has promised and does heal the brokenhearted. We know from Luke 4:18, where he actually quoted the prophet Isaiah, and that is in chapter 61, verse 1. The Lord God hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. See, when you've received the gospel and you've received salvation because you've adhered, you had ears to hear and a heart to receive, and you repented of your sins and received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Then he says, He has sent me, the Father has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Praise God. You too can be healed of that. And you have to identify that. And sometimes, as the psalm so beautifully says, and that's what I wanted to highlight today, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He has the best for you. When the Lord is your Savior, when Jesus Christ is your Lord and your shepherd, your God, then He will look after you and makes you to lie down in green pasture. So you have plenty. When sheep are lying down in green pasture, they are happy. They are looked after. Praise God. But then He leads you beside the still waters. And that's where the restoring of the soul begins. What do you mean, evangelist? What I mean beloved listener, and you could be anywhere, and you could be having had this and that and the other. If you allow the Lord to lead you besides the still waters, this is the time that you spend quiet time with the Lord. This is the time where you devote body, soul, and spirit, where you take everything else away and you spend just time with the Lord. In other words, you switch everything off and you have time set apart. Many people call that quiet time or time with the Lord. Now this is where your phone is obviously switched off. Your social media is switched off. Don't let there be a partial devotion or a partial worship or a partial quiet time because other things are switched off. No, you switch off, you unplug, and you now go into the presence of the Lord and you spend time with the Lord, focused on Him and Him alone, His Word, and just drawing nigh to Him, as James so beautifully wrote in the book of James, where he says, if you draw nigh unto God, God draws nigh unto you. And if you like, you meet each other in the middle, praise God. I know this is encouraging somebody, because so many people have wounds and broken heart, and you're not the only one. And if you are having nothing, then you probably are the only one who has nothing, and then you are very, very blessed. And then you can be strong for others. But most people have had some kind of problem. And the thing is, even if it's in the past, that doesn't mean it's healed. Even if it's been 10 years, 20 years, 15 years, 30 years, that doesn't mean it's restored, that doesn't mean it's made whole, that doesn't mean it's healed. And that could be the source of a lot of things, a lot of negativity or problems or fear in the current tense, in the current situation. And this is where this time with the Lord comes in. Hallelujah. And then He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Praise God. Again, that decision, that declaration. But today I wanted to really highlight this healing that God does. And whatever it is, if it's a really deep and traumatic memory and problem that occurred in the past, probably you do well in having some counseling and some inner healing deliverance ministry into that. If it's not, it depends, of course, what happened. But the good thing is that you can begin to surrender that to the Lord. And probably it's that area that you shut off and closed off and never want to talk about it again. But if you never talked about it, you got to talk to Jesus about it. You got to talk to somebody about it. This is a fallen world, and unfair, terrible, bad things happen to good people. I say it so often because I see it so often, and I don't want you to be hurt. I don't want you to be continually burdened with that pain and that trauma of the past. Begin to talk to the Lord Jesus about it. Let Him lead you beside the still water. Take time out. Take an hour out. Take 2 hours out. Go somewhere, unplug, and spend time with the Lord. You can do it. Hallelujah. And the Lord Jesus Christ will meet you right there. And now begin to surrender. Surrender that what was bad and what did impact. And it is in the past, in the timeline, but it's not in the past, in the soul. This is where understanding comes in. And that's why I wanted to bring that, as the Holy Spirit led me to really bring this today in this devotion, that in the soul, it's a wound, and a wound is present, and the wound needs healing. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O Lord God, for you, O Lord God, are surely our every need, our very present help in trouble. O Lord God, maybe just worship you just for a moment here and just thank you, hallelujah, because you're a mighty God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Praise God. Isn't this wonderful? I have a bit of devotion and encouragement because God said about the burden, ye that are heavy laden and burdened, come unto me and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. There is something that you got to give to the Lord. There is something that you got to surrender to the Lord. And it will relieve you. It will relieve you. It will release you. And it will lift the burden from you. And it'll make you free. Praise God. Hallelujah. What an awesome time we have. There's more to come. And there is more to share from this wonderful word. I said it again. I love to teach you. I love to encourage you. And I know this is important. And this feeds us. And this brings us from glory to glory, makes you that victorious believer who can walk in the fullness and the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. God called all of us, you and me the evangelist, and you the ones that can send me the evangelist. He called all of us in the Great Commission. The Great Commission is great because we can do it together. So remember to consider seriously to support me, to become a partner of this wonderful, exciting, soul-winning ministry as we go around the world harvesting the souls into the kingdom of God by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Billions have not heard, and they need to. They need to hear it, and they need to hear it fast and quick. Praise God. There's nothing more that pleases the Lord than people coming together and making this Great Commission a wonderful, soul-winning adventure for the Lord Jesus Christ. All of heaven rejoices. All of heaven rejoices over the one sinner that repents. Let me pray with you. And I'll see you soon on the next podcast, webcast, YouTube cast, broadcast, Facebook, Twitter. I'll see you there. Father, may you strengthen and bless even every believer and hearer of this word. Oh Lord God, lead them by your Holy Spirit. And if there is that one thing that touched them, that one wound that might be a long time ago, may you lead them, Lord God. And remind them, pinpoint it to them, and say, this is the issue, so that, though Lord God, they can bring it to you. Surrender. Hallelujah. God bless you.